Every family has that one dish, the recipe that takes you back to childhood, perhaps the one dad has memorized or the one grandma makes with her eyes closed. Well, we asked you, the listener, for your family favorites and the stories behind them. And from Louisville, Kentucky, Allison Steins called in with a cookie recipe from outer space.
When I think about these cookies, I think back to when I was a very little kid and my mom would host our Christmas Eve dinner. We would have my aunts, my uncles, my cousins. We would have my grandparents over, and my mom would always make her famous Christmas cookies, forgotten cookies, no-bake cookies. There was so much. And then there was these Martian droppings. They are pudding cookies. So the pudding cookie is made with pistachio pudding and also Bisquick, oil, and eggs. You just mix it and then plop it on an ungreased cookie sheet and you bake for maybe about 7 minutes. The Martian droppings were named because of the color of the pudding that we get. We would get pistachio pudding and it becomes bright green, kind of like Martians. Basically, they're Martian poop is what they're called. But we call them droppings because that sounds a little bit better than calling them Martian poop. When I was little, I think back to our kitchen, it was not a very big kitchen. So much stuff was on top of the counters. And then we had a kitchen table that was just filled to the brim with, you know, all the ingredients. It was quite a mess. I just remember flour and just, I don't know, just being in there with my mom and being able to make the cookies with her. Tell you about my mom. I'm gonna cry probably talking about her. I was just thinking about her. She passed away. It was in October, so I've been thinking about her a lot. But my mom was such a just even-tempered woman. She was just so kind to everybody. It was really something to look up to. She just was a very special woman. I just think about how something as simple as this cookie, how it's just kind of gone with us through our life. And now my kids, you know, they're excited about them. And I'm hoping they will continue with the tradition of the Martian droppings when I pass away or can't make these cookies anymore. It's just something special. It is. I think after my mom passed away, these traditions mean so much more to me than they used to. My sister and I, we get together on Christmas Eve. It's a lot smaller than it used to be, but I always make these cookies.
That is Allison Steins sharing her family's recipe for Martian dropping cookies.